This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning we're talking to Senator Kim Thatcher, now a candidate for Secretary of State in Oregon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
So talk about how long you've been in the legislature.
Well, I ran for office in 2004, so my first session was 2005. So do the math, 15 years now.
And what led you to get involved and get into politics to begin with?
Well, it happened to be a tax issue back in the day, and I ran against the incumbent and who had supported the tax, and that was that.
And what led you from the House to the Senate?
Well, an opportunity opened up, and when Senator Larry George retired from the Senate, I decided I would step in and run for that.
Now, how long have you been in the Senate?
I'm about halfway through my second term.
And talk about what made you decide to run for Secretary of State.
Well, you know, I've been asked to run for statewide office, and I've thought in my mind that if that was ever going to happen, that I would be most attracted to running for Secretary of State. And that's, I just think it's the best fit for me based on my service in the legislature. I've been on many audits committees, interfaces with the Secretary of State's office quite often, business committees, and of course they have the corporations division, the audit in the Secretary of State's committee. And I've been working on several election integrity and ballot integrity type task forces, among other things.
So talk about your occupational background before you got into the legislature.
Yeah, I was, still am, a small business owner. It's something I will have to change if I do get elected. But I've with my experiences in government, I've done contracting for bridge and road contractors in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, and I think that experience dealing with government, where sometimes I've been the unwilling recipient of special treatment by a state agency or otherwise be treated with fairness and respect in other agencies. It's just, I really think I bring that experience to the Secretary of State's office because I want to treat everybody the same. I don't want to be sorting people out based on whether their ideology lines up with mine. I think we need to be service-oriented and all that. But I've owned my own business since 1992.
So for the office of Secretary of State, sometimes for the average person, it's a little bit of a position that's hard to understand. How would you explain the role of what the Secretary of State in Oregon is supposed to do?
Well, of course, everybody's probably familiar with the fact that elections, the Secretary of State runs those, but also they have the corporations division, which is where all businesses will register, and they'll have all that information on businesses and business names, et cetera. And they also had enacted the Small Business Advocate there. So some of the fees that you pay to register your business also funds an office to help businesses with red tape and all that. So that is certainly something I wish was around when I was kind of going through issues with some of the government agencies. But they also are involved with audits, and that's one of my favorite topics. As boring as it might sound, what it comes down to is delivering the most bang for the buck, making sure the agencies are getting the services out in the best, in a most efficient manner, and, you know, doing it efficiently with our taxpayer money as well.
And for the Office of Secretary of State, you're also part of the State Land Board. Explain that.
Well, yeah, that would be, I'd be one of the three votes on the State Land Board, and the governor would be one. The state treasurer is the other, and we make decisions. Well, the most recent decision would have to do with the disposition of the Elliott, at least the big decision that made headlines was on the Elliott Forest and all that was surrounding that. But yeah, the disposition of state lands and how to treat them and what to do with them, that would be one of the votes I would be participating on.
Now, the Office of Secretary of State is a partisan office. One of the things Dennis Richardson talked about when he was in was that he felt some past occupants of the office had been too partisan. How do you maintain being in the party you're in, but run the office the way you believe it should be operated.
Yeah, I really admire how Dennis Richardson ran the office. You know, in the legislature, we have a role to play, and it is very partisan, unfortunately. But when you step into the Secretary of State's office, the responsibilities are definitely of a nonpartisan nature. And I want to be serving Oregonians regardless of what background they come from and whether they line up with my ideology or not. It shouldn't matter. And so as long as the law is being applied equally, I would like to continue that. I want to bring increased government accountability. I've been big on transparency issues here in the Capitol, passing the first statewide transparency website. I want to continue working on missions like that that I don't think have a party next to them. That these are things to serve the people of Oregon.
Now, at the same time, you were involved in the recent Timber Unity convoy and rally. Talk about your experience with that.
They're just a really good group of folks that feel like they're being targeted for extinction, if you will. That is really what it comes down to with Timber Unity folks. They're very concerned about their livelihood and their way of life and just having their jobs decimated in their communities, decimated even more, like what happened with the spotted owl and all the stuff that was surrounding that and all the jobs that have been needlessly lost and all the revenues that have been lost because we haven't been managing our forests to their capacity while maintaining wildlife and all that. I just think that the balance has gotten a little out of whack, and I think they're getting tired of it, and this just looks like they're trying to push them off the cliff.
So moving forward in your campaign, what kinds of plans do you have for what you're going to be doing in terms of speaking around the state, traveling, et cetera?
Well, yeah, I would be speaking around the state, traveling. I don't have an agenda set up yet as to where I'm going to be when. I will certainly let you know. We want to maximize an area. If I'm going to be in the Roseburg area, I want to make sure I'm getting all the things on my schedule for seeing in that area. I want to go see the Elliott Forest. I want to sit down and talk with folks about issues with state agencies, perhaps, so that we can think about audits coming up. I suggested that the Department of Forestry maybe should be looked at so that we can find a way to succeed in that department. There will definitely be all kinds of things coming out as we develop a schedule and an agenda for moving around the state. There are so many opportunities out there. It's got to get them all planned out.
All right. Our first opportunity to talk to one of the candidates for Secretary of State, State Senator Kim Thatcher of Kaiser. Thanks for being on with us today.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.